Palm Sunday is where Holy Week begins. And it begins, rightly so, with a parade. But before the band started warming up and people started to gather, before they took off their cloaks and threw it on the ground, as Jesus was ministering to others, the word started to spread about him. People started to tell stories, and they started to ask questions. But John the Baptist sent two of his disciples to ask Jesus, are you the one that we're looking for? Or are we waiting for somebody else? It was that question about the Jewish hope for a Messiah, and it was the question looming over Jesus' ministry from the very beginning of the Gospels. And as Jesus started to extend forgiveness to others, as he calmed the storm, as he spoke in parables, as he reached out to those who were hurting, the answer became clearer for the disciples. But no matter how clear they became, they never fully understood why Jesus keeps talking about going to Jerusalem, which is where Holy Week ends. That Jesus kept talking about the suffering that was to come. But the Jewish hope for a Messiah was about the redemption of Israel. It was about the blessing of all nations. It was about the new king. And kings don't ascend to the throne through suffering. They ascend to the throne through battle and victory. So every time Jesus talked about going to Jerusalem, the disciples kept pushing back. Jesus finally made his way to Jerusalem, despite all of the protests. And then he sent two disciples to run an errand, to fetch a colt, the foal of a donkey, that like Mary, riding a donkey into Bethlehem where Jesus was born, Jesus would ride a donkey into Jerusalem where he would face his death. And then the band started to warm up. People started to gather. They started to throw their cloaks on the ground. They shouted, "Blessed is the King who comes in the name of the Lord." That the Gospel of Luke right there quotes Psalm 118 almost exactly, except for one word, where the psalm says, "Blessed is the one who comes in the name of the Lord." The Gospel of Luke says, "Blessed is the King who comes in the name of the Lord." That Palm Sunday is a parade for a king, but a very different kind of king. That like the disciples misunderstanding Jesus every time he talked about the suffering that was to come, Jesus entered Jerusalem for a very different kind of victory. For starters, he rode a donkey, which was a symbol of peace. He didn't ride a horse, which was the symbol of a warrior. And people shouted and celebrated this peace, God's shalom, where everything would be made right, everything would be made whole. And even if the people did not speak up, the stones would have cried Because despite all odds, God's redemption would find a way. Now, inherent in riding a donkey is humility, but not some sort of all shucks kind of humility. That this donkey had never been ridden. It had never been broken. It was still wild. It was not domesticated. Now, the first time I ever rode a horse as a young child was at my uncle's farm. And there's that moment before someone hoists you up and puts you on the back of this large animal that fear runs through your bones. But the horse's name was Tony the Pony. Not very intimidating, I know. It's not like his name was Thunderstorm or Olympic. I would ride Tony the Pony. But Tony had a proven track record. He was great with children, docile and easy to ride. But this donkey that Jesus rode had never been ridden. That humility has this deep and abiding strength. And the people shouted, they celebrated, they threw down their cloaks in honor of this humble entry. That it was, as Paul writes in Philippians, let the same mind be in you that was in Christ Jesus, who, though he was in the form of God, did not regard equality with God as something to be exploited, but emptied himself, taking the form of a slave, being born in human likeness and being found in human form. He humbled himself and became obedient to the point of death. Even death on a cross. Let the same mind be in you. That Palm Sunday is meant to change our minds, to embrace the strength of humility and a very different kind of victory. It's funny, though, the things that we celebrate, sometimes we're not even sure why we celebrate them. There's one writer who talks about his son when he was very young and how there was this odd thing about the bedtime routine that when it was time to go to bed, his son would go brush his teeth and put on his pajamas. But when he got in bed, he didn't reach for a stuffed animal. Instead, he wanted a can of anchovies. His father couldn't explain it, had no idea why, did not understand it. But instead of a stuffed animal, he wanted to sleep with a can of anchovies because it brought him comfort. Perhaps we cling to things that are misplaced, especially when we compare them to what the people celebrated on Palm Sunday, a humble strength and a different kind of victory. And I wonder if the people fully understood what they were celebrating. They hoped that the Messiah would come and solve every single one of their problems. But Jesus did not come to only solve our problems. Jesus came to lead us to something new. That Palm Sunday is not about everything that is wrong with this world. It is about everything that is possible in this world. It's about the strength of humility and a very different kind of victory. Wendell Berry has said, there is a difference between a road and a path. Many times we're looking for a road, a clear on-ramp, well-defined lines, no slowdowns, no potholes, where we can just put on cruise control and follow the well-lit signs. The problem is, faith is more like a path. And it's different than a road. It's not always well defined. It's not always a straight shot. It is oftentimes windy and bumpy. And we navigate a path through humility and curiosity, listening and community, patience and commitment. And along the way, it is so important to celebrate what is good, because what we celebrate shapes who we are, and it leads us to where we are going. It's why we gather here each and every week, that we can celebrate humble strength and compassionate love. We can celebrate glimmers of grace and triumphs of mercy. We can celebrate children and young people, wisdom and age. We can celebrate shared community and tenacious commitment. That we celebrate all of those things so that we might develop the same mind that was in Christ Jesus. Because what we celebrate shapes who we are. So we throw down our cloaks, giving thanks for all of the goodness and grace in our lives and throughout this world. Amen.